Forensic scientists have been inundated with interest from members of the public who want to donate their bodies to the Southern Hemisphere's first body farm. The new facility in Sydney allows scientists to study the decomposition of human cadavers, and the professor behind the project is busy talking to community groups about the benefits of donating their corpses to science. She says the response has already been overwhelming. Thomas Arete reports.
It's perhaps a challenging topic for many of us to discuss. What happens to our bodies after death? But Professor Shari Forbes wants to have that discussion, and she's been busy meeting with community groups.
Societal clubs, Rotary clubs, Progress clubs, University of the Third Age, all of these organisations have asked me to speak. And I think it's of particular interest because often the sort of demographic in those organisations are the people who are genuinely thinking about what's going to happen to them after death and what do they want to happen, what do they want to commit to.
The forensic scientist from Sydney's University of Technology has set up the first body farm in the Southern Hemisphere. In fact, it's one of the first in the world, and her research is attracting global attention.
We have a lot of interest coming from Europe and the UK as well. Perhaps they feel that they relate better from a sort of climate point of view or just from the types of science that we're doing. But we have generated a lot of interest around the world. Even the facilities in America are also very interested in collaborating with us about the similar kinds of research that they do there and seeing how we can replicate that here in Australia.
The body farm is officially named the Australian Facility for Taphonomic Experimental Research, but it's also aptly known by the acronym AFTER. It opened last month, and so far there are three male corpses at the secure facility in bushland in Sydney's west. But as Professor Shari Forbes continues to discuss her research both nationally and internationally, more people are coming forward wanting to be a part of it after they die.
We have actually been inundated. It was a complete surprise to us. It's certainly not for everyone to make the decision to donate to the facility, and we've just been so surprised with the response we've had. On average, we probably get at least one call a day asking for more information, asking for one of our packages. The large proportion are probably 50 years or older, but we do get a range of people. I think we've had people in their 20s sign up. They're really, you know, thinking long term. Certainly, I hope it's long term.
Professor Forbes is most interested in sniffer dogs and how the smell of a decomposing body can help police in their investigations. But the research extends beyond that. Dr. Soren Blau from the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine aims to use the body farm to study mass graves.
Human decomposition is very complex when you have a single individual, but of course when you have more than one individual in a grave, it becomes even more complicated. And there's many examples across the world where political, religious or ethnic violence does result in large-scale killings and disposal of individuals in clandestine mass graves.
And like Shari Forbes, she hopes the interest will continue to grow, as it has with similar projects in the United States.
We see the numbers of individuals willing to donate bodies for this sort of research increasing, so it will be interesting whether that will be the same in the Australian context as well.
That's Dr. Soren Blau from the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine, ending that report from Thomas Arete.